You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans. Welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the sixth day of the wonderful month of January, the first month of the year, 2022. I am Paul Holden, your host of the Locked On Rockies podcast. Thank you for making Locked On Rockies your first listen of the day. We are free and streaming on your favorite streaming service. We are on YouTube, Locked On Rockies. We're also on Twitter at LO Rockies. I am at Paul Holden 33. Today on the show, I was wondering what I was going to talk about as the offseason continues to go on, the lockout continues. I was wondering when I was going to have to turn, or not have to, that's not the proper, I don't think the right way to say it, but when I was going to turn for something. And then I saw something that just spurred some real classic Rockies talk, or sports radio talk from Rockies Daily on Twitter. Rockies Daily on Twitter asks, which duo are you taking? And it's a picture of Nolan Arenado and Trevor Story right next to Troy Tulowitzki and Carlos Gonzalez. Woo! That is an interesting one. It's a classic question. It's something that, thankfully, the Rockies have now a history of players that they can go and kind of have these. I call it a sports radio conversation because this is sports. You know, this is just sports guy sitting there talking about gonna give the hot takes here. So we're going to talk about this because I think it's a good question. Actually, I think it's an interesting one, but there has to be one of the ultimate disclaimers, because right now, if you are to pick between the duo of Nolan Arenado versus Troy Tulowitzki and Carlos Gonzalez, as they stood and as their careers were right now, this is the real world. I'm taking Nolan and Trev every time. I'm just because we've seen them, you know, we've both seen them now deal with injury stuff. Yes. Trevor Story a little bit more so than Nolan as well. But if you're just going off of their baseball careers, their real life baseball careers, I think if you were to say, give me a pair, you'd take Nolan and Trev. Just because the power is there of both of, you know, so the home run capability from both Tulo and Cargo is there. The cool swing factor is there with Trevor Story and Cargo. Cargo has the cooler swing. And just the ability. I think out of all of those, it's tough to say this, but I think Nolan is the best defender out of all four of those players. I think it goes Nolan, Tulo. And then it's kind of tough. I mean, you probably go Cargo and then Story, maybe. I don't know. I mean, Cargo had a rocket, but Story is, I still think, underappreciated as a defensive shortstop in baseball. So if we're going just based off of their, after the careers we saw, I think I'm taking Nolan and Trev every time. It's going to be tough because, man, those two, if it wasn't for Tulo and Cargo, I guess it's not necessarily fair, but Tulo and Cargo were kind of, they did carry the post Matt Holliday Rockies. You know, of course, with Todd Helton in there too, and the, you know, but they were the face, the real face. I mean, Rockies fans, of course, will always have the, you know, Todd Helton is the face, but they were the stars. They were the flash. They were the pizzazz that the Rockies, and finally the Rockies had players that were bringing that pizzazz and that great shock value that they hadn't really seen since the Blake Street Bombers. And Tulo, let it be abundantly clear, Troy Tulowitzki, if he stayed healthy, could have been one of the best baseball players we've ever seen. I will fully wear the Rockies Homer badge. There are multiple instances of things where I will own up to it. I will gladly do it in terms of sports talk. And I put this out on Twitter the other day. If the Rockies didn't have to wait so long to play the World Series, they would have a World Series championship. if Troy Tulowitzki stayed healthy, he would not only be the best Rocky, he would be one of the best baseball players we might have ever seen. I mean, I'm fully confident in saying that, just because I think we're seeing that with Nolan as well. I think Nolan is the best third baseman in baseball, and we got to see it in Colorado. I mean, tremendous defense for so long on the left side of the infield, and we're so lucky that it continues with Ryan McMahon. But Troy Tulowitzki is my if I could pick any player to have a healthy career, it's Troy Tulowitzki. I just think he made the Rockies cool again. He brought an energy to the Rockies. He brought a level of ability to the Rockies. And man, when he just hit a baseball, or just when he fielded a sweet ball in the gap, whew. Guy was special. The guy was special, and Cargo was too. That's why he did a whole episode on, and I should do an episode all on Tulo too. Those two players, instrumental in making the Rockies as big of a, as much of an event as they are today. I mean, if it wasn't for, you know, the Rockies get a lot of benefit, but I think players like Cargo and Tulo really have helped the Rockies become the summer thing in Colorado, whether it be I'm sorry, I completely lost what I was saying. I was just there. They brought people in, even when the Rockies were bad. But like I said, they just brought names. They brought star power. They brought flash that the Rockies started brewing, obviously, with 2007. But a lot of the times there was a lot of solid utility players, a lot of this, a lot of that, a lot of fine on the Rockies. But Tulo and Cargo were great, were fun, were bat flip. You know, I mean, Cargo's swing, come on, is a thing of beauty. Let's keep diving into this. This is kind of a fun trip down memory lane. But first, I got to tell you about our friends at Built Bar. Built Bar, they are the bar for you if you are looking to stick to your New Year's resolutions. If they're about getting fit, eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan, because it's a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even better than a candy bar. Built Bar makes it easier to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good. You'll want to eat it, unlike other protein bars, which can be chalky, waxy, or taste like a chemical spill. Most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein, and they are covered in 100% real chocolate. Yes, 100% real chocolate, folks. You can't miss out on that. Head over to Built.com and pick out your favorite flavors. The coconut almond, the peanut butter brownie, the raspberry, the cookies and cream, the salted caramel, the mint brownie, and so much more. Go to Built.com and you can use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order. That is promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off your order at Built.com. LOCKED15, 15% off your order at Built.com. So, we're talking about Rockies dailies. Which duo are you taking? And I was kind of just talking about the importance of Tulo and Cargo. Tacos, you know? The taco special, famously, the Carlos Gonzalez commercial. I just think that the careers of Nolan Arenado and Trevor Story, maybe not Trevor Story. I think Nolan Arenado is going to finish with the brightest career out of everyone in that group of four. Because I think as long as he can stay healthy, we were already by this time in Tulo's career, we were seeing issues with his health. There was such a great story about Tulo too, about him becoming a coach at Texas and a teacher, if you were there. Yeah, okay. So Tulo played 8 years in Colorado. So, you know, we saw throughout those years the injury concerns of, 9 years? Yes, 9 years in Colorado. 9.5, technically, because he got traded in 2015. Man, but we, so by then, we knew what Tulo's health was doing to him as a player and for his career. Now with Nolan, I mean, we've only seen the bad shoulder in the pandemic season and a couple of things here and there. Never as much time away from Tulo. Nolan has a little bit more of the durability. Maybe that's because of playing third, but they play a lot of diving, a lot of motion. Tulo was incredible at fielding balls and diving, but that impact was always something that you worried about, especially after he had hurt himself and then things like the ribs and all of that stuff. But if it wasn't for Tulo and his passion for the game and his craft, I don't think we get as much from Nolan and Trevor. To have Tulo in the organization to be the guy for those two to look up to and get some reps around in spring training and be around in spring training, or at least just be in the organization, be part of the same team as Troy Tulowitzki, I think that means a big deal for players like Trevor Story and Nolan Arenado. I know that Story's and Tulo's timelines kind of were a little bit different there as well, but it's just something I think about. So, with all that said, if you can put on the "they stay healthy forever" factor, I think you take Tulo and Cargo. I think if you can get a full career of healthy Tulo, healthy Cargo, that's something that is interesting. That makes your team is much better. It's tough though. It's tough that Cargo's an outfielder. I think there would be an interest and more, but I think that adds a nice wrinkle into this. Man, watching Cargo throw people out on a rope. But the same with Trevor and Nolan. I mean, when a ball's hit to the left side of the infield for all that time with Nolan and Trevor, it's just like, boom, one of them's got it. Then they're going to rocket it over there. Nolan's going to make some ridiculous barehanded play. The Rockies have had some elite caliber players, and these four, obviously Larry Walker is in the conversation too, Todd Helton, the greats, but these four are the modern day Rockies fan. This is the Rushmore of modern day Rockies fans. Put Todd Helton up there. For people that have been around the whole time, obviously Larry's going up there. Obviously you might put some of the other, founders of the team, some of the other bombers, but when you think of Rockies baseball for the past 20 years, these four names are going to be the name. And then you, like I said, you add Todd Helton in there, Tulo, Cargo, Nolan, Story, and then you throw in Helton, at least from the offense. Maybe you get some, some people see the Ramones, they'll see, maybe the Ubaldo Jimenez is, but I don't think any names are more synonymous than those five, and then six with Larry Walker. But I'm again, the Rockies baseball of the past 20 years. And that even has some late Larry Walker in there. It's these four players. And it's just a reminder that the Rockies have had some real special talent that it's crazy that it's never panned out. It was close. We've come close a couple times. A couple of tweaks. I truly believe that that Rockies playoff team of 2018 was just in that window. Just a couple pieces and a couple of tweaking and just a little more aggression away, because just kind of going through the memory banks and going through memory lane and all the thoughts and the ideas of watching these players play. They were special players. I mean, these four are elite baseball players, and it's a pleasure. And it's tough that all of their stories don't end happily with the Rockies. Cargo's a little different. I mean, Cargo got to play, and it was just kind of a matter of what was happening. But why hasn't Cargo? I mean, you brought Matt Holliday back. Why not bring Cargo back? At least let Cargo retire a Rocky officially. Tulo traded to the Blue Jays, bounces around, the health never the thing, can't be the big impact player that he wanted, that he truly is. I think a lot of people might maybe forget that he was on the Rockies. I don't know if that's true. definitely a what-if career for Tulo. But, of course, Nolan and, of course, Trevor. We know how those stories end. We've talked about that a lot on the show. Let's get a couple of the responses from Twitter. Thanks for this little sports good. You know what I mean? This whole show just has a whole ton of sports radio. The what ifs, what are you going to do? Blah, blah, blah. You know, comparing these two to these players. And man, it is just awesome. I don't know. Those guys are just such big icons to me. They're just so important in terms of baseball, Rockies baseball, and just my baseball fandom. So it was fun to talk. So thank you, Rockies Daily, for that. And we got some great takes in the Twitter, but yeah, it was nice to be put on my sports radio host hat here and do some nice classic off-season talk. Before we dive into your responses to Rockies Daily about who would you take, Nolan Arenado and Trevor Story, or Troy Tulowitzki and Carlos Gonzalez, Bet Online would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. New year and a new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Don't forget, when you go to BetOnline to sign up today, use that promo code LOCKEDON. Get that 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. LOCKEDON, 50% welcome bonus at BetOnline. Like I said, where the game starts. All right, your responses here to Rockies Daily. Some tweet responses. BurnDog9 says, Tulo and Cargo were probably more talented, but not by a wide margin. Nolan and Story were more dependable by a long shot, and Nolan and Story wanted out in part due to how management did Tulo and Cargo. Yeah, that's definitely a factor. The Rockies front office and these four players definitely have a history. There's definitely something there, and it's definitely a reason why Nolan was more eager to get out than he was. But it wasn't just because of that. It was Nolan wanted out because of the fact the team did not commit to building around them. D-Town Ninja says Tulo and Cargo mainly because they actually wanted to be Rockies. That's not true. Nolan Arenado signed an 8-year deal with an opt-out clause that he didn't ask for. So that is just not true. Both of these players would love to be Rocky. Both of these players would happily be on the Rockies if the front office was actually better. If the front office made better moves, if the front office made these type of moves when Nolan Arenado was on the team, Nolan Arenado would still be on the team, guys. I will not sit here. Do not take the side of the front office in that trade ever. Do not. I will not stand for it. The Dugout says Arenado and Story easily, possibly one of the best left side infield duos ever. That's a great point. But Go Rocks 99 says you forgot Nato and Tulo played together for about 2.5 seasons. That was a better duo, in my opinion. The potential for that duo to be better was there, yes. But at that stage, with all the injuries that we've seen of Tulo, I think you got more quality left field defense from the combination of Nolan Arenado and Trevor Story than the duo of Tulo and Arenado at that time. Younger Arenado as well. But still winning all them gold gloves, still doing what he does. I mean, Nolan Arenado's been a stud his entire career. But that is something good to remember. I mean, it's awesome. Dorothy Starr says Tulo and Cargo. Kenny Derby says Nolan and Story. At Betsy Back says Arenado and Story. Arenado and Story. Colorado Sports Talk says, why not both? There's a lot of, it's pretty split, I would say, but I think according to the responses here, it would be I think most people are picking Nolan and Trevor Story, but it is not by not a wide margin at all. It's a very, very close one, but I'm curious, put your comments, tweet at me, tweet at Rockies Daily. who you would take. So in an ideal world, if I had all of them and I had all their careers healthy, I would take a healthy Tulo and I'd take a healthy Nolan. If I was to take out of them, I think I would still take Nolan and Story. But boy, it would be it's tough because Tulo and Cargo were incredible, and they should be, for me personally, like, I mean, this might sound crazy. Like, if I was a Rockies player, I wouldn't wear 5 or 2. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't wear 30. You know, you can't now. But, you know, before it was, I wouldn't be touching 17. I wouldn't be touching 33. I wouldn't be touching 5. I wouldn't touch 2. I wouldn't be touching 28 or 27 either, to be completely honest. You know, maybe Trevor Story not long enough to retire his number there. But, folks, these four players' impacts on the Rockies is major, is huge. And it's been a major deal for tons of Rockies fans. But, folks, that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Rockies. The YouTube version is going to be up pretty quickly. The audio version, maybe this won't really relate to you. I'm going to have to do some stuff. I just have noticed there's some behind-the-scenes stuff I got to do to get something with my Adobe straightened out. But we'll figure that out, and we'll get all that straight up so we can get that there. But the YouTube version is going to be up here now. Thanks so much for checking us out. But, folks, thanks for listening to the Locked On Rockies podcast. You can find us free and streaming on your favorite streaming service. All you got to do is search Locked On Rockies. We are on Twitter at LO Rockies. And I am at Paul Holden 33. You can follow me there for all sorts of great fun stuff. Go make Locked On Bets your second listen of the day. Go win yourself some money with your boy Q. He'll make sure that you know what you need to know to get a good bet, and go over to Bet Online. Use that welcome, you know, that Locked On welcome bonus as well. But, folks, that is going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Rockies. We will be back next week. We're going to take Friday off and take a nice little weekend. We'll be back in action with more Rockies talk next week. Hopefully going to be doing some fun stuff with Locked On Padres coming real soon. So stay tuned for that. But until next time, folks, have a wonderful weekend, and let's go Rockies.